Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national call. And what a group we have on this morning. It is fun to talk to people from all over the country, from coast to coast. And as you guys saw on the text message, we were fortunate to have a special training this morning from one of the best trainers in the business. We're going to talk a little bit about Eddie in a few minutes. But, Malin, things are happening here at corporate.
They are. We've got a lot of things happening. And because I want to reserve as much time as we can for Eddie, I'm just going to go ahead and, Alan, turn it over to you for announcement.
All right. And we'll be quick because I'm real excited for Eddie's presentation, too. I love listening to him. But I'm just going to review some of the great things that were in the Voice this week, some of the exciting things going on at corporate. And as a reminder, Voice comes out every Thursday, at, like right on the dot at 5 Mountain Time, a great resource. It's a beautiful piece. It's great to look through and just be updated and reminded about things going on at the company. And I really loved the Momentum Mindset. It was very timely. That came and put together, and I'm not even going to talk about it because I want you to go read it. But it's fantastic, so check it out when you have a chance. It's very timely for this time of year. And, of course, we're gearing up and excited for our fly-in in February, where we also will be featuring Nights on Broadway, an incentive going on right now. These Nights on Broadway have just been a great, great event. They've been a lot of fun. And the first number of qualifiers get to go see Wicked. Oh my gosh, that is I've never seen it. And the staff, you know, Lynn and Steve were telling us about it, and it just sounds like it's fantastic. What an exciting thing for you guys to be in the running for. I'm really excited for that. And you know, this Nights on Broadway, the requirements are all recruiting focused and enrollment focused. So being your new people can qualify. And you bringing them in can qualify too. All the information is right there in the Voice, so check it out. It's going to be exciting. Looking at the calendar, we have our Monday training call coming up on Monday at noon Mountain Time, our product training call. We focus on a different product each week. You know, this Monday in a couple days, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to focus on the NSF Certified for Sport products. Talk about how cool it is that we have those products, how amazing they are, and what that means for you, and what a great market that is. And then on Tuesday, we begin our rebroadcast of Craig and Peggy Stoltz with our You Even Better broadcast. You know, Craig and Peggy have just an incredible, incredible story. They are so touching, and I just encourage you. It's a great opportunity to get your prospects in front of and let them see the power of the product, the power of Limitless. All right, that's all I have, Malin.
Oh, that's awesome. And we are very excited with all the things that are going on. You know, this is a great time of year to build because you're going to start seeing people that maybe you don't see all year long. It's the holiday season. It's a great time to build. And so, Steve, I'm going to turn it over to you to introduce Eddie.
Okay. Well, hey, boy, that was the fastest I think we've ever run through announcements. I just have a couple of comments. First of all, you know, congratulations to a lot of people who are growing their business, and especially this week, I was glad to see by the end of the month, Malin, Gregory Jansen out in Chicago was able to complete his 6,000 in volume in a very short period of time, thanks to some of the great people that he has in his organization. Like Becky and others that are building the business. And, of course, they're all in Eddie's group, so he's got some momentum going from that standpoint. And, you know, we're always excited to see people excited about the business. You know, I just, as we were just getting on the phone, as we were waiting, Corey was on the phone, and you heard Corey talk about the fact that he lost 21 pounds. Now, I just want to give a little sidelight to that. One of these mornings we'll have Corey on talking about his story as well. But, you know, I think the thing that shocked him more than anything was that these products actually work. He sent me pictures of his before and after, and he goes, I think this is the first time in network marketing that I've actually ever used network marketing products that really work. And that's exciting. From that standpoint. And then I just wanted to mention one thing. Malin and Alan and I went on a long road trip about a month ago or so, where we had to go down and visit one of our vendors, and we're talking to him, and you know, we had some great one-on-one time, and I know Alan remembers that well. And, you know, we were talking about where the business is going and how excited we are about the future. And during that conversation, just so happened Eddie called just on that spur of the moment. And so because we were in the car, Alan had the benefit of listening to the call that we had. And I remember after the call was over, Alan turned to me and he said, you know, it's so exciting to see such great leaders and distributors who are coming into the business and get excited about the products and the company and everything else. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the enthusiasm of being new in the business and seeing new things happen. And, you know, the excitement and the enthusiasm of Becky, for example, who's also on the phone this morning. Just a side note, we're going down to Wilmington, North Carolina on the 15th, Melinda and I, to do a meeting for their organization down there, and we're really very excited about going down there. So there's lots of good things happening with lots of new people, and I just want to say what a pleasure it is to have one of the best leaders in network marketing come over and join our business. But not only is he one of the best leaders in network marketing, without a doubt what's helped make him one of the best leaders in network marketing is the fact that Melinda and I have always considered Eddie to be one of the very best trainers there is out there. You know, we see a lot of people, you know, pay big money for trainers to come in and help train their distributor force. And to think we have the benefit of having Eddie on board, that we can glean from him and everyone can benefit from him on his years of training. So I just want to say, not only is Eddie a great trainer in the business, he's also been a great, great personal friend of Melinda and I. I hate to even say this, too, for almost 28 years. But I know, it's hard to believe. So with that, and, you know, Eddie's going to teach us some of his tips and tricks, I guess, that he's learned over the years in the industry. And with that, Eddie, my friend, congratulations on the Boston Red Sox winning the World Series. Even though Craig, I just want to say, Craig out in California is dying out there. No, I'm kidding, but not a Yankees fan or anything. But anyway, congratulations.
Thanks, Steve, and for everybody, this is Eddie Freeman live from Boston, Massachusetts, home of your world champion, Boston Red Sox. I waited. But anyway, real quickly, you know, before I even get started, and I want to, you know, thank Steve and Melinda. They always say such nice things about me. Hopefully, in the near future, when I get on the call, he doesn't even have to say much other than, here's Eddie, because you'll already know who I am, because I'm very passionate about building a business, and I'm very passionate about helping people build a business. And I've said, and for those of you that have known me for a while, you know, I've said, listen, most of you that know me know that I have earned what most people would say is quite a large sum of money through the industry of network marketing, yet that's not what I'm most proud of. The thing that I'm the most proud of is over the years, I've helped so many people create significant incomes in the industry of network marketing. And before I even get started, one funny thing, and this goes out to my friend Corey. You know, Steve, Corey sent me the same pictures he sent you, and he said to me, please don't send them to anybody else. So, Corey, I want you to let you know, I only sent them to 75 people, because when you are in network marketing, brother, we use what we can. So what I want to talk about here today, and guys, listen, I don't know, because I'm new on the scene, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but after being in this industry for 28 years and having relative success most of the time, I think what I like to do is help people make money. So how do you make money? Well, I tell you right now, getting customers is a wonderful thing, and, you know, attending all of these things, wow, it's great. But it is my opinion that if you're interested in earning significant income in network marketing, if you are interested in creating a lifetime of residual income, okay, if you want that, first of all, you've got to find people that are in your organization that are making more money doing this than they can make doing anything else, because now you've got permanent income. So how do you help them make money? You know what the most important thing is? If you could master one thing in the industry of network marketing, it's recruiting people. See, every single one of you that's on this call right now, none of us woke up one morning and said, wow, would I like to be part of a network marketing illegal pyramid scheme? Boy, I wonder if there's a product out there that, you know, would stimulate my pituitary gland and I would be able to look and feel younger. And man, I wish there was something out there I could lose weight called a skinny stick. And no, we were recruited. Every one of us on this call got a phone call from somebody. And so it is very, very important that you learn how to recruit people into the business. Now, what I want to do today, and I'm going to keep these relatively short, okay? So today, this is going to be a two-parter, and Stephen will have been nice enough to let me on again next week. Today, really what I want to talk about first is really a philosophy of recruiting people into the business. You know, when I first got started in network marketing, it was back in 1990. And it was a company, actually, that had skincare out in Utah. And I'll never forget it, because I go to this big meeting, there's got to be 2,000 people there. And the guy that was running the meeting had been an attorney. Now, this guy had worked for, he left the AG's office to own his own private practice, and then he left that to do network marketing with a skincare company. And I heard at the time he was making, a lot of money. I mean, what I heard at the time, I don't know if it was true or not, I heard the guy was making close to $100,000 a month, over $70,000 a month. So anyway, at the end of the first hour of training, there's a whole line of people that are waiting to, you know, say hi to him and get pictures with him and whatever. And I was like the last guy there. And I just said to him, look, I'm going to call him Bud, okay? I said, look, Bud, I'm really interested in making a lot of money. I own a jewelry store. This was back in 1990. I'm very successful, but, man, I had an armed robbery, and it's tough, and I see people making a fortune. And, you know, what is the secret for me to make a lot of money in network marketing? And he said, you know, that's a great question. He said, I've studied the industry of network marketing quite a bit. And what I have found is it doesn't matter if you're male or female. It doesn't matter what your socioeconomic standard is. You could be rich, you could be poor. It doesn't matter your education, your religion. The key to your success is always going to be in your belief level. And I said, yep, I got it. I believe. Now, what is the secret for me to make a fortune in network marketing? And he said, I guess you didn't hear what I said. He said, let me give you a line. I want you to remember this. Whoever has the stronger conviction of belief will always persuade the person with less. And I said, great, thanks. And the meeting got started again, that second part. And I walked away a little disappointed. And the reason I was so disappointed, I'm like, oh, man, he don't want to tell me the secret. I'm not in his downline. So he's keeping the real secrets to himself. But, you know, after a couple of years of not reaching the success that I really wanted in network marketing, I realized that what he said was true. Because the truth of the matter is, when your belief level is where Stephen Malins is, Cindy's, where Liz is, where Shan is, where mine is, you become invincible. And I don't want you to blindly believe in this company. You need to have a reason. So let's start with the products. Have any of you tried the products? Well, I'm guessing that everybody on this call has tried the products. Have any of you liked them? I believe that everybody that's on this call has liked them. And I think it's truly amazing. Even when you look at Thrive, you know, it's an HGH release product. And the bottom line is, and I know we've got a lot of newer people on this call, myself included, that have not been on Thrive for 3 to 6 months. Because the truth of the matter is, it took you many, many years to get your body, your physique, where it is today. It's not going to change overnight by taking a product one day. When you hear people say that you've got to take this product for 3 to 6 months to feel the full effects, it's not because they're trying to get you to buy product for 3 to 6 months. It's because we want you to have the full results. And that's what it takes, guys. Now, are you going to see something? Look, I've been on Thrive now for 7 weeks, and I'm seeing absolute results. My first week, I was sleeping better. My dreams are so vivid. I will tell you that there are some dreams I don't want to wake up from. And then there's others, if it's not such a good dream, you wish you could wake up because you wake up and it seems so real. But that's what an HGH product will do to you. I've got people that are losing weight. I mean, I'm not going to mention everybody's name, but when you hear about Corey, now listen, Corey is not, you know, and this old guy that had a gazillion pounds to lose, but he's losing weight. And the way he's lost, it's not like he lost his 20 pounds in a week. Because if you lose 20 pounds in a week, you're not shrinking fat cells. What you're doing is losing water and lean muscle tissue. So the way he's doing it with these products is a combination of Thrive and the weight loss products he's using. They work together synergistically. And if you look at it, he's losing a few pounds a week. That's pretty much it, what a person can do. Because you got to remember, okay? Once you have a fat cell, guys, this is the sad news. That fat cell will never go away unless you have surgery. You can shrink that fat cell. That you can do. And the reason that, now I haven't been on it long enough and I haven't had people on it long enough, but the reason that I believe that people will lose weight and keep it off here and not yo-yo is because of the fact that most people do something totally unnatural to lose weight. They go on this diet, that diet, and because they're doing something unnatural to lose weight, they can't sustain it. But when you take these products, and I don't know if any of you have tried Charge 15 minutes before you sit down to eat, but the difference is instead of sitting down and eating a whole pizza, you'll probably eat half the pizza. Instead of eating four slices, you'll eat three. Instead of three, two. Less food, less calories, less calories, less weight. Folks, it's that simple. And because you're still eating the stuff that you like, that's one thing. But the other thing is, have you noticed that it seems like every product that I use gives me some energy? Well, when you get that extra energy, you know, instead of parking your car right in front of the supermarket door, you may park it all the way at the end. And instead of taking the escalator, you may walk the steps. And you may not realize this, but all these little things add up. And so because you've got more energy, you're in a good mood, you're late eating less food, you're losing weight. I've had people, I've got a friend of mine, and I'm not going to mention them, but they live in New Hampshire, okay? And my friend, she is a female, and relatively skeptical, but very aware of products, very aware of hype, okay? And when she tried the skincare, and she's been on it now, I don't know exactly how long, let's say 2 to 4, let's say a couple of weeks. The bottom line is this is a woman that knows skincare, and she loves it. So you start by having a belief level in those products. What about a belief level in your upline? Having a belief level, and I hate to use the term upline because we're all business partners, but having a belief level in the owners of the company, your upline, is very, very important. So why would you have a belief level? I'm going to start with Stephen Malin. Why would I have a belief level of Stephen Malin? Well, let me put it this way. I met Steve. Steve was my upline in New Skin. He was my upline in Rexall. He was my upline in Synergy. He was my upline in X-Fuse. The four companies that I've been with, he's been my upline. And I don't know. I've made money. And the worst I've ever done in any of those four companies is $15,000 a month with him as my upline. And I'll tell you a quick story about Steve. You know, when I first got into, when I first met Steve, okay, I got into a company and somebody said, yeah, this guy, Steve Campbell, is your upline. Give him a call. And this is the days before cell phones. Okay, we're talking 1991. And I remember distinctly when it was. It was in September of 1991, and I first called this guy, Steve Campbell from Utah, and, I got his answering machine. And, you know, I said, figures, you know, upline, they're never going to take my call. That's okay, I'll be my own upline. I got a phone call within 10 minutes where he was with his family at Disneyland. And I said, wow, that's incredible. And I'm sure Steve remembers this, but my first 2 weeks in that company, we were on the phone day after day after day doing three-way calls. And that's how I learned so much about three-way calls, because every time I'm on the phone with my upline, I have a pen in my hand. And, you know, even someone like me to this day, I still do three-way calls. Don't be too good to do three-way calls with your upline. It's a big part of what I'm going to talk about next week as we talk about the mechanics of recruiting. But today we're going to stay philosophically what you need. So you need to have that belief level in Steve and Malin. And, you know, I think it's great because I know for me, if I want to call Steve and help me recruit, I can. If I have a female on the phone, I have a feeling that she may be more comfortable. You know, a lot of women prefer speaking to women. A lot of guys prefer speaking to guys. I have no problem calling Malin to do a three-way call for me. And guess what? They both have, and they'll do them for you. So do I have a belief level in Steve and Malin? Well, obviously I have a belief level in them as distributors. What about as owners of a network marketing company? See, to me, having people that have been successful distributors in network marketing is very important. Why is that important? Because they understand what we're going through. And when we go to them, I know that if I were to go to Steve and Malin, if you were to go to Steve and Malin and you had a suggestion, a thing that you wanted to talk about, maybe a way that you felt this company would be better, you know what? They may not do what you want to say, but here's what I guarantee they'll do. They'll listen to you, and they will make a calculated decision on if this thing is right. So having a belief level in your upline, in the owners, and by the way, every one of you on this call, okay, have a belief level in your upline. Maybe Liz is your upline. Maybe Shan. Maybe it's Cindy. You know, it could be Gregory. I tell you right now, you know, I've worked with Shan and Liz before. So I know how good those guys are and how they help their downline. I've worked with Gregory. I've worked with Becky. You know, I know how they are. I've worked with, you know, with Jan and Patty. I know what they bring to the table. And quite frankly, and a lot of you don't even know who I am other than maybe you're hearing my voice today. Bottom line is this. If I can help you with a three-way call, I've got news for you. I'll do it even though I'm not your upline. Because what I'm not in this for X amount of dollars. I'm trying to help build this family that's going to be a gigantic company because, listen, the name of the company is Limitless. I think that WW stands for worldwide. And so if you think that 10 years from now we're only going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina, and Seattle, Washington, and Boston, Massachusetts, and the United States, no, worldwide is there for a reason. We plan on being a worldwide company. And I want you to understand that those bonus pools, especially that new bonus pool they put in, trust me, you want to help build a company. You want to develop that family, that team, and that's what we're doing. So you all have great uplines. Every one of you on this call has a great upline, okay? I want you to understand that one of the things that I couldn't get my arms around at the very beginning was a comp plan. Have any of you ever looked at the comp plan and scratched your head and said, I'm not quite sure of this? And so when I first got on the phone with Steve and Malin, I said, quite frankly, I don't get it. So Malin, you know, we went to the side because we speak the same language. We're both numbers people. So first she told me philosophically why she did it the way she did it. And then as she tried to explain to me this bucket and this ladder and this pool and this thing, I still didn't understand it 1,000%. But here's what I do understand. See, me, because I've known her for all these years, I have a belief level that this compensation plan was put together with our best interest to help everybody, make money, whether you're a part-time person that have never been able to make money or you've been somebody like them or me that has made money in breakaways and wineries. This is a compensation plan for everybody. And you know what's funny? I got to tell you something. When I first looked at the plan, you know, I'm a professional network marketer. I'm a math major. I get comp plans, and I didn't get this one. And I have gone, I made the complete turn to the fact that when I'm calling somebody now, you know how I describe the comp plan? This is the easiest comp plan in the world that I've ever seen. And my professionals, yeah, but this is here, and what's this bucket? I said, you don't get it, guys. You don't get it. okay? My first month in the company, I worked a week. And at the end of a week, I had X amount of volume and X amount of check. My check was over 13% of what my volume was. Do you think I know where it came from? Do you think I care where it came from? Now, if you really want to do this, I'm going to tell you something right now, okay? The key, one of the keys to network marketing, other than your belief level, is the duplication process. So let us assume you're not a math major like Malin or an Eddie Freeman. Let's assume you're just a regular average guy. And I go to you, okay, John, let me explain this call plan. And you got your bucket and you got your $50 and you got your $300, blah, 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 blah. If I go and describe the call plan like that, you know what your person's going to say? I can't do this business because I will never understand the comp plan. See, guys, do you want to understand how to make money in this company? Or do you want to understand every ounce of this comp plan? For me, what I like to understand, I guess, but I'm not going to regurgitate it to anybody else because the bottom line is you cannot duplicate it. Do you think that I tell everybody every ingredient? Do you think that I explain all of the amino acids that work together in the HGH? You think I talk, well, there's arginine and arginine does this. No, I don't. Here's what the product does. Here's what the comp plan does. You know what the comp plan does, guys? Two things. You're making 10%, an average of 10% of your total organizational volume. And the beautiful part is, instead of that 10% being paid on 60% of the volume, which is what most companies do, it's paid on dollar for dollar volume. If you are in a binary, okay, and you want to make $1,000 in a month, you are going to need 10,000 points in each leg. To get 10,000 points in each leg, you're going to have people spend about $17,000. In each leg. That's $34,000 in real dollars spent for you to make $1,000. Is that easy for a part-timer? Well, you know what you need to make $1,000 in this one? $10,000. So if you don't believe that this is the simplest call plan in the world, you're making a mistake. And what you need to do is stop trying to master the call plan and go out there like me. And you know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, it's the simplest call plan I've ever seen. It's put together by a distributor that has written call plans, has helped call plans, and no matter how you look at it, you're making about 10% of your volume. Guys, I hit a position called the X3. Do you think I know what it is? But you know what I do know? I had X amount of volume in my last 30 days, and I can guarantee you that I can guess my check within a percentage point. And that is what you need. And when you put all of that together, and when your belief level in these products is where mine is, when your belief level in your upline and this company is where mine is, and when your belief level in this compensation plan is where mine is, you, like me, like Steve, and Malin, and Liz, and Cindy, and Shan, you will be invincible. Now, next week, same time, same channel, what I'd like to do is go over the mechanics step by step, word for word. Make sure you got a pen next week. And if this call is recorded next week, make sure you listen to it over and over and over. Because when you become a master recruiter, you are going to become as successful as you want in network marketing. Steve Malin, I appreciate you having me on the call.
Oh, you know, I know, Steve, you're going to have a lot. I just want to tie one little bow about this. I had chills, or what me people know I call them boost gumps. But here's what I loved, Eddie. You know, I've known you for a very long time, and when people have asked you about, you know, you tell your wonderful story about skincare, and I don't know about that. And I could just hear in your brain when people are going, well, what's the comp plan about? I don't know about that. All I know is
it works.
It works, and I just love that. So I just wanted to make that because I was.
Well, you know, Melinda, I'm not the brightest guy in the world, so I got to keep things as simple as possible.
Well, actually, you know, coming from a person who I have, you know, deep, deep respect for, who has been a mathematician and knows comp plans and knows how to work them, and if there's a strategy inside that plan that needs to be worked, there isn't anybody who couldn't find that strategy better than you. And yet here we are trying to do a plan that doesn't need a strategy. You just go build. And for you to embrace it the way that you did and just say, I don't know about that. All I know is this. Keep it simple. It just warmed my heart. So I just wanted to thank you. Steve.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having me here.
Yes, and of course, you know, I can't wait already. I already have my pad out ready for next week as well from that standpoint. And of course, as owners, just to make this you know, disclaimer that we always have to make is your mileage may vary, your skill set may vary, but the bottom line is, you know, we're so excited about, you know, how much income you can make. And when Eddie talks about being invincible, I get on every three-way call that I ever do, and I totally feel every time invincible. And it doesn't matter where you start, whether it's with the products. There's so many companies that don't have validated products out there, and we know the strength of our products. And there's so many companies that, you know, when Eddie talks about a BV to PV or, you know, the fact that you're only getting paid on 60% of your points, that's a huge, huge difference as well. So we're thrilled to have somebody of Eddie's leadership and quality to be involved here. I know he was worried about talking about what his volume was for a week because he thought maybe I'm stepping out of line, but I got to tell you, it was great, you know, for him to have the qualifications. He hit everything. He qualified for the Nights on Broadway in that first week, and very, very exciting to see his people doing the same. So, Eddie, obviously it's one thing to, you know, I think it was John Maxwell said, hey, when you get to the top of the mountain, you look around, if you're alone, you're not a leader, you know, and Melinda, were you saying something? I'm sorry, you could have been on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not a leader, you're a hiker.
That's right. And so, you know, in Eddie's case, he's a team player, like he mentioned, and he's willing to help. So this is always fun as well. Anyways, guys, thanks for being on the call. You guys
and now
know
you know what you're up for. Get ready for next week. Get all your people on the call for next week. It's going to be amazing.
And, you know, it's going to be amazing, guys, because, you know, when you think about the season we're going into, when I was having this conversation with Eddie, you know, and we think, oh, my gosh, we're in November. Thanksgiving's in November. And he goes, are you kidding? This is the greatest time to build. Do we have weight loss packs? Yeah. Do we have packs after the first of the year for people who want to rock their workout? Yeah. Do we want to have packs to encourage people to get off the couch with Fuel Your Health? Yeah. Let's throw in some skincare. What the heck? Oh, yeah. By the way, our number one selling product is HGH. I wish we had something we could share with people. And it just made me laugh. So with that, guys, you know the routine. Please let Eddie know. And let's take it off mute, Alan.